Gotta do my thing.
Can't count tomorrow, cause that's too far away. Time waits on no man. Heaven knows I'm right. Do what you can while you can with all of your might. Now, one more day.
Eventually, let me just give you an idea of some of the conversations that I'll have with some of our upcoming guests in coming weeks. We'll be speaking with an outstanding nutritionist who's going to share with us ways that parents can be about the business of helping our children develop a lifestyle of eating well. We'll have another nutritional specialist who's going to be helping us with our eating habits. And so we're going to get a lot of help when it comes to, well, eating well, being empowered to eat well. We're also going to have a psychologist to join us to talk about addictions, causes, treatments, you name it. We're going to be talking about addiction, a psychologist who's going to help us really, really work through that matter. So keep listening. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM The Voice. And remember that usually on Sunday evenings, by Sunday evenings, we have each coming week's list of guests and topics. And that's found on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics. And also, if for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us when we're broadcasting on the great 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, you can certainly catch us also by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. All right. Now, we were talking about ways to beat anxiety, and I mentioned that sometimes it can be difficult for some people to really take those vacations or get those getaways in motion. Well, if you're able to have a yard sale and able to make a little bit of money from that, you may want to consider, just as an option, taking that money, all of it, most of it, some of it, and planning a day trip. Especially if you do something that some good friends of mine love to do, get out there in nature. When you spend time in nature, you give your mind and your body a much needed break from the hustle and bustle, which causes us to look up how to get rid of anxiety in the first place. This is another way to do it. Spend time in and with nature. And here's the beautiful thing about it. You may have some place that's within 1 or 2 hours at most. Some of us have lakes that are within 40 minutes. I mean, lakes that are surrounded by woods. And so you don't have to go very far. Some people, less time than that. You're closer than that. Take advantage of that as often as you can, as often as you feasibly can. Again, you're giving your mind and your body much needed rest. So what else can we do to just give anxiety a beating? I mean, whoop up on it. We can go to bed early. How often have we talked about that? Ladies and gentlemen, the experts at Psychology Today are saying go to bed early. To beat anxiety, go to bed early. It might sound impossible if you're accustomed to staying up late to catch up on the to-do list. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a great idea, not just a good idea, a great idea to take some things off the plate. Yes, take some stuff off the plate so that we can get to bed on time. And now I said early, whatever is truly on time for your mind, your body, and your soul, truly on time for you. And, you know, don't be making excuses now because you like staying up till 2 in the morning watching some of those great shows on TV. You like staying up till 2 in the morning, talking with your friend from work or from wherever. Come on, let's rearrange our lives so that our bodies, our minds, our souls can get some much needed rest. What else can we do to beat anxiety? Remember, we're not just going to lay down and let anxiety just roll over us anymore. We're going to do something about this. And one of the things that we can do is challenge negative core beliefs. If they're wrong, challenge them. Remember, thoughts often precede feelings. Negative thoughts lead to negative emotions. Negative emotions lead to negative behaviors. So here's an example. A young lady wakes up and immediately thinks, "Oh man, I know I'm going to blow that PowerPoint presentation today. I just want to stay in bed all day." She feels unmotivated. She feels nervous. She feels sluggish. Then she starts yelling at her kids when they don't dress fast enough. You see the negative behavior, yelling at the kids because they're not dressing fast enough, and they may or may not be dressing fast enough. But she's yelling at them. And that started with that negative behavior, which is going to make things negative for them, started with her negative emotions. She just didn't want to do anything. She felt unmotivated. She felt nervous. And that negative emotion began with her negative thought. "I know I'm going to blow that PowerPoint presentation today." Mm-mm. Check that. So one of the ways we can check the way we're thinking, checking our negative moods, is by periodically recording our thoughts, paying attention to when we feel stressed out. Write the feelings that accompany the thoughts and try to think about one word responses like frustrated or angry or worthless or defeated. You know, think about it. And these are just examples. So you're feeling stressed out. Try to figure out, number one, what thoughts are going through your mind. And then again, try to write down one word descriptions of how you're feeling as a result. Then check the reality. That can be hard because sometimes we tend to lack objectivity about the truth. Is there proof that you don't deserve that job promotion? Were you written up because of shoddy work performance? And be honest about it. If your work performance was shoddy, admit it. Yes, it was shoddy. And from now on, I'm going to make sure I get on top of this. I'm going to make sure that from now on, the quality of my work is excellent. But if that work was not shoddy, don't try to convince yourself that it was. Along the way, pay attention to whether you're committed to recording your daily thoughts and your daily feelings, along with reality testing. You'll see that many of your negative feelings may be created in your own mind and therefore may not be based in reality. So you want to be in touch with reality, and that's why I mentioned truth. You want to make sure that you're being honest with yourself. But be honest with yourself. If this is what's really going on, then do something to change it. If you really are slacking off, become diligent, zealous, motivated to do your best, to strive for excellence. If you really are doing excellent work, you're on top of your game, then maybe you just need to consider having a conversation with someone who can help turn things around for you. All right. We can beat anxiety. It may take some effort, but listen, it's going to take effort to beat anxiety. It will take effort to just let anxiety roll over us. Either way, we're burning energy trying to deal with being rolled over or preventing being rolled over. So as long as we're going to burn energy, either way, let's burn that energy doing something that's going to be positive for us.